Exclusive. Actual historian Dr. Mary Grobar exposes radicalization of 1619 Project creator Nicole Hannah-Jones. She blames all white people in her country for personal issues. By Brick and FTS on November 21, 2021. Nicole Hannah-Jones, author of the debunked New York Times 1619 Project, blames America for her family's problems, according to Mary Grobar. Ph.D., resident fellow at the Alexander Hamilton Institute for the Study of Western Civilization and author of Debunking the 1619 Project, exposing the plan to divide America and debunking Howard Zinn, exposing the fake history that turned a generation against America. Grobar joined Breitbart News Saturday with host Matthew Boyle to discuss the power of false historical narratives on American society and the danger in the proliferation of Hannah-Jones's work in critical race theory. She is not a historian, Grobar said, explaining Hannah-Jones's background is in journalism whose beat is race, and came to national prominence because in 2019, she proposed upon remembering a high school black studies class, devoting a special issue to the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first Africans at Jamestown to the New York Times Magazine. Listen. The magazine published a completely distorted view of what 1619 meant, Grobar explained, continuing that Hannah-Jones's view on this part of history came almost exclusively from Lerone Bennett, who was this polemicist, and he's also the one who coined the phrase Black Power. And, of course, Stokely Carmichael took it up as a rallying cry, inspiring riots and mayhem. In the middle of the violent riots across the country in the summer of 2020, Hannah-Jones remarked in a tweet that it would be an honor to have the riots called the 1619 riots. She later deleted the tweet. Speaking about Hannah-Jones's upbringing, Grobar remarked that she has a black father and a white mother. The mother hardly ever gets any mention. She only focuses on the black side of her family. Hannah-Jones's father was discharged under murky circumstances from the military and had to take menial jobs for his entire life, leading to the perception that he'd been cheated, Grobar said. She also explained that Hannah-Jones was subject to the notorious busing policy of the 1960s and 1970s, where children were taken away from their communities, from, you know, where their friends are from and where their churches are, into a sort of an alien place, and they have difficulties. She was bused to a majority white school in a nicer neighborhood, Grobar said of Hannah-Jones. So, from second grade, she was bused 1 hour each way to this nice school, and she recently recounted how she observed the changes as she was riding along, how the houses got nicer. You know, the streets were kept up, and she was going into this white world, and there she claimed she was not taught black history. From a historical perspective, we can see how the bad policies of the 1960s and 1970s, which produced busing and produced these radical activists who are writing these false histories, these were being taught in the schools to people like Nicole Hannah-Jones, who has risen to the top by producing this false narrative of American history and weaving it in with her own personal story, Grobar said. So, someone who probably could have benefited from psychotherapy is now being exalted and placed on a platform as a historian who's, you know, are worthy of being taught in schools K through 12, and at the college level, she concluded. Grobar explained that Hannah-Jones's first experience with black history came when she was introduced to this fraud of a historian Lerone Bennett, and that radicalized her. And she says that she became incorrigible, Grobar continued. She would not say the Pledge of Allegiance, she began to hate America. And so she blames America for her family's problems. You've got a woman who seems very embittered. Blames all white people in her country for problems that she had. Grobar explained that Hannah-Jones took on a Marxist worldview that she uses to explain current events through that historical lens, and the end game is a Marxist socialist revolution and also reparations. Mary Grobar is also the founder of the Dissident Professor Education Project. Debunking Howard Zinn, exposing the fake history that turned a generation against America and debunking the 1619 Project. Exposing the plan to divide America can be found on her website, as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble.